listeners. You are listening to a mini episode of That's Entertainment. I am your pop culture maven, Jeff Malone. It's a mini episode with just me on the microphone. And in case you didn't read the title of the episode before you hit play, or maybe this episode just started auto-playing on your whatever device you're listening on, this is a What's Jeff Watching mini episode, the 15th. Of this particular version of That's Entertainment, that is. So I call it What's Jeff Watching, but lately I've been talking about what my co-host Aunt Beth has been watching as well. So maybe we should rename this to What Are We Watching, or what are these two people watching? That captures the fullness of what's going on here, but not something that seems like just a repeat of our full-length episodes where, you know, Aunt Beth and I talk about the things that we love watching or listening to. But anyway, so yeah, you know, in our full-length episodes, we talk about one topic at a time, and we dive deep into it and explore our earliest memories and our favorite memories and our current ideas. And the What's Jeff Watching episodes are a grab bag of what I've been watching on TV or the movie screen, and that we haven't had an opportunity to cover on our full-length episodes, but also it's been not just what I've been watching, but what Aunt Beth has been watching as well. But either way, you know, just I feel like getting my thoughts out there about these things, and I checked in with Aunt Beth and was like, is there anything you'd like to mention? And that's how it goes. Yeah, I've been doing these about once a month or so. It seems to be how the pattern has been going. So, okay, yeah, we're finishing up March. This is Easter week, and this should be arriving on your podcast feeds on Easter Sunday, the very, very day. At least in the Roman Catholic version of Easter, and I think most Protestant churches as well. Is the Eastern Orthodox, do they have a different date for Easter? I'm not sure. Anyway, but yeah, first, Easter, that's a thing. It's been a tradition of mine, an Easter tradition of mine, to watch the Rugrats Passover episode. There is a Rugrats Easter episode, but I don't remember that being as good as the Passover episode. I mean, few Rugrats episodes are as good as the Passover episode. So even though I'm Catholic and not Jewish, I enjoy watching Tommy Pickles' Jewish side being celebrated more than his, is his dad Catholic or just some type of Christian? Or was he even religious at all? I think he was some type of Christian, but didn't really seem to be as religious as Tommy's mom was. But they, yeah, I mean, they definitely celebrated some of the big Christian holidays, but they didn't, it's from with the secular elements more foregrounded, at least as far as I remember. Maybe there were some religious aspects of their traditions to Christmas and Easter. I'd have to go back and watch those episodes. The Passover one is definitely the one that I've watched the most, and certainly the most recently. Okay, but as for some other new but old, I watched recently the first episode of the 1974 sitcom When Things Were Rotten. 1975. It aired for just one season on ABC, When Things Were Rotten. One of the creators was none other than Mel Brooks. This show was set during the times of Robin Hood. It was essentially a dry run of Robin Hood Men in Tights, which would be released on the movie screens almost 20 years later. This channel, Catchy Comedy, aired every single episode, all 13, back to back on a Saturday afternoon, and I recorded them all. I've watched the first one so far, and it caught my eye. I'm like, let me try that out. This is one of the fun things of still having a cable TV subscription. These weird reruns pop up, and you're like, oh, I'll give it a try. I don't know if the show is streaming anywhere, but it's, I think Catchy Comedy is one of these. I think it's like a digital sub channel, and I think you might actually be able to watch it if you just have like a TV antenna, which, hey, TV antennas are still a real thing. Not only is cable TV still a real thing in the era of streaming, but so are TV antennas. If you don't want to pay for cable TV, but you still want to watch some live shows, you can watch the networks, ABC, NBC, CBS, and I think these digital sub-channels as well, for free, or, at least without the cost of a monthly cable subscription. You have to have a TV, and you have to buy the antenna, which, they don't cost too much as far as I know, and it's a one-time purchase. I'm still a big proponent of the experience of cable TV, but if you don't want to pay the monthly price, the cable, the antenna is an option that you might want to look into if you're if you still like to watch stuff live, one other show, old show that I watched on Catchy Comedy recently, I watched the first episode of Sledgehammer, Sledge space Hammer exclamation point, which also on ABC. This show ran for two seasons from 1986 to 88. It's basically a parody of cop shows, the titular Sledgehammer. He was a cop who doesn't play by the rules, and but he gets results. His superiors are always angry at him. It's kind of similar to The Naked Gun, which was based on the TV show Police Squad, and from that same era. I've heard good things about Sledgehammer. People who are into spoofy stuff kind of cite it as a cult favorite. And starring as Sledgehammer is none other than David Rashi, who we know more recently as Carl on Succession. So he was yucking it up back way back when. And so check them out. When Things Were Rotten and Sledgehammer. Okay, and on to more recent TV, where I'm eagerly awaiting the next episode, is a spinoff of two shows, a spinoff of two shows, because this character appeared on the original show, and then she appeared on the spinoff of that show. I'm talking about Elsbeth, starring Carrie Preston in the title role. And so this is a spinoff of both The Good Wife and The Good Fight. Elsbeth is a rather offbeat attorney. She used to be in Chicago, where the good shows were set. Now she's accepted this job in New York, where she's like essentially just overseeing the NYPD and making sure they behave themselves in their investigations. And yeah, so there's like a crime each episode. It's kind of like a Columbo. We see who committed the crime, and then we see Elsbeth figure it out through her offbeat methods. So yeah, you know, it's a mix of a very traditional TV genre and its own unique thing that perhaps only could have been made at this very time and by this group of people. Only the first episode has aired so far. I think it aired the last Thursday of February on CBS. And then March Madness basketball comes in, so the Thursday shows on CBS always take a few weeks off during that. And I was like, well, why did they premiere it right before that? Because now we gotta wait for the second episode. I don't know. But it's not... Perhaps that release strategy seems a little strange, or counterintuitive, but I haven't lost interest, so maybe there are other people like me who are just, oh, I can't wait for the next episode, and it's just been building up anticipation. So maybe they know what they're thinking about. We'll see. I had a dream that this show was canceled after the first season. So hopefully that dream won't come true. And as for movies, let's move it on over to movies now. I recently watched Late Night with the Devil, starring David Dost Malchin as a late-night TV show host in the 1970s, and to help his sagging ratings, he books this doctor and this patient of hers who's, like, supposedly possessed by something demonic, and it's kind of interesting how it all goes down. I was riveted. Let's put it that way. If you're a fan of horror movies or late-night TV or both, then I think you'll want to check this out. And speaking of movies, Aunt Beth has watched a few. I texted her and she said she hadn't really watched any new TV shows recently. And yeah, I haven't noticed too many huge premieres in the past few weeks. At least not too many that I was super duper excited about. Yeah, there's been new episodes of shows we've been watching that already premiered. So there have been shows that have been premiering, but you know what? There were a few that premiered. I've thought of another one: X-Men 97. That premiered on Disney Plus, and I've watched that. I've liked it so far, but I don't think Aunt Beth watched it. Here we go. But she said she watched The Zone of Interest and she thinks she kind of hated it. If you'll remember our Oscar episode, I think that was the only Best Picture nominee she had yet to see, or there might have been one other, or maybe that was the only one, but she definitely hadn't seen that before the Oscars. She also saw Cabrini and Arthur the King and liked them both very much. I liked Arthur the King as well. And she's been wanting to see the American Society of Magical Negroes, but it hasn't been playing at the theater that's closest to her. Okay, I think that we'll wrap it up with that by now. If you've been watching anything that you want to let us know about, you can email us at thatsentertainmentpodcast@gmail.com. That is our email address, right? Yes. The podcast is in the email address. Okay. Or you can reach out to us on social media. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Or on Patreon. You could become a patron, swing us a few bucks each month, and you can send us a message on there as well. And all right, yeah, okay. In the next few weeks, we should have a Jeopardy-centric episode. The Tournament of Champions wrapped up recently, And we should have a March Madness recap. And yeah, so that should cover the next couple of weeks. And some other fun stuff ready to go. In the meantime, happy Easter. Keep your mouths handy and your eyes open.